Emily, could you share with us why you are interested in participating in the March on Homer?
I'm excited to join hundreds of thousands of other people this Saturday in marching for women's rights as human rights and civil rights.
And how about you, Karen?
I am part of the grassroots movement that started organizing the local Women's March on Homer.
And why do you think it's important for a community as small as Homer to be participating in this now nationwide event?
I think it's very important for us to be part of the process, because what happens on our level statewide, locally, and nationally affects all of us.
Switching over to you, Emily, why do you think Homer's participation in this march is important?
I think it's really important for people in Homer to consider the political climate, because something Karen and I have talked about is that not only do we have political changes at the federal level, but Alaska is in a fiscal crisis, and I think that the effects of that are really going to be felt this year. It's really vital, I think, to discuss now and have an awareness now of what the implications of these changes in our state and nationally could be.
My next question involves the date of the march. Is there any reason why it specifically is the day after the president-elect's inauguration?
I believe that the 21st was chosen because it's the incoming president's first day of actual work at the White House.
What do you hope to come out of this march?
Our group have come up with a few goals, and they are to raise awareness of women's rights, to protect the existing rights we have on a local, state, and national level. And so we're all coming together to figure out what the next step is.
Emily, same question. What do you hope to come out of this march for our community?
I think I, too, am most hopeful that people can make connections, individuals with agencies and individuals with each other, because there is so much uncertainty for the future right now, for the future of Alaska. We've already seen propositions here at the local level in response to statewide budget cuts. And I think that one of the most valuable things that could come out of this event locally is people getting to get in touch with each other and hopefully educate each other and themselves on what resources are available now to support each other. A lot of people have just been wondering, where do we go from here since November?
Is there anything else you ladies would like to share to the public? Karen?
The last thing I guess I would like to say is people are marching for different reasons, and they're personal. And I'd like to talk a little bit about what my reasons are. And it's hard for me to say it without kind of getting my voice getting all shaky, because it's very near and dear to my heart. But I'm marching for the future of our country. I'm marching for my family and my friends. And I'm marching to protect the rights and social justice gains that have been achieved over the last 50 years. I'm marching to move forward, not backwards.
Emily, is there anything you would like to add?
I guess I would like to just say that this is an opportunity for anyone who has been offended or shocked or saddened by the rhetoric that we have heard in the last year and over time and across so many different platforms against some of the most vulnerable people in our society, that this is an opportunity to not do nothing. And that's one of the reasons that I'm excited about marching on Saturday.